The scene last Thursday when 50,000 sheep were waiting to be exported to the Middle East for slaughter. Jesse Marks, Animals Australia campaign director and organiser of the rally.
There are so many Australians who are passionate about this issue and want an end to live export. It's not surprising we've got about 100 people here right now. They've picked up some placards. It looks like they're going to spend some time down here calling for an end to the trade, making their presence known to the exporters.
So what does make an animal rights activist tick? Raylene Govett was a passive animal rights campaigner, helping animal rights organisations before seeing the Four Corners footage in May.
Since the Indonesia footage, I have found myself amongst... I've discovered a lot of like-minded people, and I've found that I've basically had to come out because a lot of people were talking about it, and therefore I could no longer put it to the background that I'm an animal advocate. So I've found that since that footage, I've had to step up and become quite public in my general life. Whereas before I was supporting the organisations to do it, but now I feel that it is time for me to put myself out there because this has just got to stop.
Can you tell me a little about the petition you've started and your letter to Julia Gillard?
My letter to Julia Gillard and to Mark Butler, who's the Member of Parliament for my residential area. Both those letters basically outline my own eyewitness accounts and my own experiences with the trade.
And what have you experienced?
I watched the unloading of the ships that, of the sheep that were stranded on that Almasilla. I take photos where I can and I watch what I can.
You say that you've decided to step up and make your voice heard on this issue. Mm-hmm. How much personal time do you dedicate to this cause?
All of the time that I'm not at work.
Yep.
All of it. Even when I'm walking my dog, when people stop and pat my dog, I try and I gauge them. If they're open to it, I'll go get into a dialogue with them. I talk about it with my neighbours. I did a lot of promoting for the big rally that was on August the 14th. I think about 2,000 people attended. I use that, handing out brochures, as a way for me to talk to people about the trade. I also volunteer for Animals Australia on their stalls where I can, but I just like talking to people about it.
Well, a lot of people share the perception that animals rights activists are a bunch of crazy radicals. Is this true, or can you debunk this myth?
It's definitely not true. I've been accused, when people haven't met me, if I get into a dialogue online, of being unemployed, dreadlocks, bleeding heart, blah, blah, blah. And I don't think you need to be a radical or a vegan to see when something's wrong. And this trade is just flat out wrong. There's no justification for how these animals are treated. I mean, you think about it, sheep, where do they live? They live out in the field. They're munching grass and we're putting them into the bowels of a ship. You know, it is very, the conditions on the ships and the illnesses that they obtain is very similar to the slave trade. And the arguments about the economy are very similar to the slave trade.
Do you think we'll ever see an end to animal cruelty?
Yes, I do. I don't believe it will be in my lifetime, and it probably won't be in the next generation's lifetime, but I think it's really important that we try and develop the children of tomorrow to think about this issue.
If there were to be an end to animal cruelty in your lifetime, what would you spend your time doing if that were to happen?
Oh, there are so many. There are so many. If we were successful in getting the live export trade banned, we would then need to look at things like factory farming, puppy mills. There are so many areas that we're never going to be able to clear it all up in one lifetime.
I just can't help myself, but I want to be here. I want to try and do something. May not happen, but if I don't try, I feel that, well, nothing will happen.
Did you come to the last protest?
No, I got home and found it on my email and I'd been at work all day. So I missed out and I actually cried because I was so upset. I couldn't do my bit to try and help.